present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us on a second visit to Liverpool's Royal Court Theatre, which has hosted many great acts. Last night, Basil Brush was here. At least we think it was him having noisy sex behind the bins. Founded in 1879, the Liverpool Echo is the city's newspaper, which provides a succinct local slant on daily events. As an example, in 1945, it reported the end of the Second World War as Bootle Man back from France. It's recorded that Adolf Hitler visited Liverpool in 1912. He lodged with his sister-in-law, who made her living hosting grand social events in Britain's major cities. In the short time Hitler was here, she held only one ball. The other was in the Albert Hall. Now known for the Grand National, Aintree was once a centre of racehorse training, including King George V's horse, Anmer. History recalls the suffragette Emily Davison threw herself under its hooves at the 1913 Epsom Derby and became a martyr for the women's movement. However, it doesn't remember her poor husband, who didn't get his tea that night. The Isle of Man steam packet has operated ferry services to Liverpool since the 1830s. Originally using steamships, today they operate a high-speed catamaran service which takes just over 4 hours. So visitors from the Isle of Man can leave Birkenhead after lunch, and before tea time, they're safely back in 1957. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Jeremy Hardy. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Rory Bremner. And taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the difference between the words Hindi and Urdu. Well, Hindi is an Indic language derived from Sanskrit, which is widely spoken in northern India, whereas Urdu is something you get in the Liverpool branch of Tony and Guy. The meanings of words are constantly changing, teams. So your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Rory, maybe you could start.
Shingles. Game of tennis with Sean Connery.
Barry.
Brexit. Breakfast cereal laxative.
Tim.
Carbuncle. A relative who only eats potatoes, bread and pasta.
Jeremy.
Liverpool, organ sharing scheme.
Fairy, what cats feel like in Liverpool.
Forensic, overseas vomit.
Incorrect, a password you never forget.
Secular, how the Queen describes her wheels.
Onesie, what the Queen calls a selfie.
Kinship, annoying boat.
Entities, an indeterminate number of breasts.
Apocalypse. Get your mouth ready to kiss your ass goodbye.
Bathos, the anticlimactic musketeer. Ethos, the Yorkshire musketeer.
Ebola, Yorkshire rat.
Nectarine, giraffe pate.
Testimony, a load of bollocks.
Battery, place to leave your bat when you go on holiday.
Feckless, Irish virgin.
Dermatology, the study of Irish names.
Aspic, don't do that.
Well, the team's going to sing along with some well-known discs now in the game called Pick Up Song. Now, these days, rare vinyl commands a fortune at auction. The holy grail for collectors is the debut album by the First Lady of Spanish Jazz, Paella Fitzgerald. Samantha will spin the discs, and each of you should sing along to your records until Samantha turns the volume down. If, on its return, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a woeful, lemming-like response, indicative of the true malaise at the heart of contemporary Britain. What do points mean? This week's prize is the latest development in home gadgetry. It's this handy Lakeland catalogue shredder. Barry, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Liverpool band The Swinging Blue Jeans singing the Hippie Hippie Shakes.
For goodness sake, I got the Hippie Hippie Shakes.
Yeah, I got the shakes. I got the Hippie Hippie Shakes. Oh, I can't sit still with the Hippie Hippie Shakes. Yeah, I get my thrill now with the Hippie Hippie Shakes. Yeah, it's in the bag. Oh, the Hippie Hippie Shake. Well, now you shake it to the left, you shake it to the right, you do the Hippie Shake, shake with all of your might. Oh, baby. Yeah, come on and shake. Oh, it's in the bag. Oh, the Hippie Shake.
I suppose we've all made phone calls to A&E like that in the past. But you're next, Tim. I'd like you to accompany little Jimmy Osmond singing Long-Haired Lover from Liverpool.
Or your puppet or your apron suit. If you'll be Miss Sunshine Daisy from L.A., I'll be your leprechaun and sit on an old toadstool. I'll serenade you till I'm old and grey, which I am now. I'll be your long-haired lover from Liverpool. You'll be my Sunshine Daisy.
Proof, if proof were needed, you can never really be sure who you're talking to on the internet. You now, Rory, would you accompany the scaffold singing Thank You Very Much?
Thank you very much for the ATI, and thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the ATI, and thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the family circle. Thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the family circle. Thank you very much, thank you very, 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 very much. You don't know how much they all mean. They seem much better in my dreams.
Thank you, Rory Bremner. So finally, Jeremy, can you please accompany Liverpool band Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark singing Enola Gay?
Enola Gay, you should have stayed at home yesterday. Our words can't describe the feeling and the way you lie. These games you play, they're gonna end in more than tears someday. Enola Gay, it shouldn't ever have to end this way. It's 8:15, and that's the time that it's always been. We got a message on the radio. Conditions normal and you're coming home.
Of course, what you're not aware of is the incredible amount of support and specialist help it's taken to get Jeremy to this stage. The teams are going to treat us to some acting now in the miming round called Sound Charades. This is a variation on the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that catapulted Lionel Blair to fame and sadly not into the English Channel. Tim and Rory, you're to start, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The Night Manager. The Night Manager.
Thank you. Off you go, Tim and Rory.
It's three words, and it's a television programme, and it goes like this. All right, now, is everyone here? Sir John?
Yes, boss, I'm still here.
Sir Michael?
My name is...
Yes, Sir Michael, I think we know that now. Sir Roger? Sir Roger!
Sorry, sir, I nodded off there.
Sir Alan?
Yes, boss?
You're fired.
You can't fire me just like that.
Only joking. Where's Sir David?
Sorry, I'm late.
Did you have to bring all those animals with you?
I'm afraid they're rather attached to me.
Right, welcome to our monthly roundtable meeting. I've split you into three groups. On the right, you're the ones in shining armour. In the middle, you're the Jedi. And the ones on the left, you're the ones in white satin. Any questions? No? Right. Go and get changed. Oh, Sir Philip Green.
Yes, sir?
You stay behind. I'm putting you in charge of our pension plan.
The something night. No.
Election night special.
The night manager.
Your turn now, Barry and Jeremy. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Rear window. Rear window.
Okay.
Right. Film, two words.
Yeah. Film.
Hamish!
Ah, your lordship. You'll have had your tea.
Well, I've just enjoyed a mouthful of Earl Grey.
Oh, well. Well, to each his own.
Wait a minute, what's this? Turn around.
Oh, no. Last time I did that, you pinched my clutty dumplings.
What's this? You appear to have installed a sheet of glass in the back of your kilt.
Oh, it's all the rage. It's a very popular look. You ask Peeping Tam.
You might have hung some net curtains.
That's the very latest fashion. You know what they call it?
A pain in the arse?
Very witty, but no, sir. It's known as a dot, dot, dot.
Doing a place up, curtain.
No. Window?
Yes.
Yes.
Rear window.
Yes.
Well, the next round involves expert advice, and despite the many wonders of the modern age, driverless cars, contactless payments, and paperless lavatories, many people turn to self-help books for advice. In this round, I'll supply the answers to a number of everyday problems posed by readers, and the team's task is to guess what the original questions might have been. All right, so you can start, please, Jeremy. So here's the answer. Wants to know what the question is. It'll charge much faster.
Why shouldn't you ask a rhino what it thinks about Chinese medicine?
Actually, the question was, what happens if I use an iPad charger to charge my iPhone? So, Tim, here's I don't know why you're laughing. There's nothing. I'm getting nothing from that. Nothing at all. Tim, here's the answer. By the first round, what was the question?
What's the worst thing to do in rehab?
The question is, how can I avoid spending loads on a night out? Barry, start multiplying random numbers in your head.
As a banker, how would I calculate my annual bonus?
Very good. But in fact, the question was, what can I do if I'm finding it difficult to pee due to shyness? God, love us. I just sit here and let it go.
So I see.
Rory. I thought it was a way of preventing premature. Oh, no.
Rory, this is the answer. Stretch a rubber band around one knob, then the other. What was the question?
How do I get Boris Johnson and David Cameron back together?
In fact, the question had been, how can I stop my door from latching? Back to you, Jeremy. Start at the bottom.
On which cheek should you kiss a BBC executive?
In fact, the question to that answer had been, how can I peel a banana without having to pick those little stringy bits off it? Huh? So, again, you. I don't know what your problem is. I suppose there's something for everyone, isn't there, in this? Tim, another one for you. And the answer is peeing in the shower. What was the question?
What was the original title for Singing in the Rain?
In fact, the question had been, is there a good way to save 1,157 gallons of water a year?
Oh, close.
I suppose that stops you flushing, doesn't it, rather than actually showering under your own urine.
We've all done that.
Yeah. Barry, another one for you. So the answer is, keep it hanging in the bathroom as you shower. What was the question?
How would you expose yourself to a bat?
In fact, it was, how can I have a crease-free shirt without ironing it? And finally, Rory, the answer is tossing on some sage.
What got me barred from the garden centre?
In fact, the question was, what will improve the smell of my campfire while also keeping me insect-free? So now you know. Okay, well, here is some for any of you to have a go at. So the answer is, remove your trousers and sit on it.
How would you expose yourself to a bat? Part two.
In fact, the question had been, how would gardeners of old recommend you check the warmth of the soil before sowing your seeds? I can tell you that does not stand up in court. Another one here. The answer is a mixture of urine, leftover wine and water. What was the question?
What becomes of the broken-hearted?
It was, what can I give to my plum tree to accelerate its growth?
Oh, dear.
And the next answer is this. Hollow out a baguette and stick it in...
How do you smuggle a courgette out of a boulangerie?
It's Very nice, very good. In fact, it had been, what's a good way to smuggle a bottle of my favourite drink into a festival or outdoor event? Here's another one. The answer is static for a whole day. What was the question?
What's better than Radio 1?
In fact, it'd been, is there anything I can display on my plasma TV screen that will remove an image which has become burnt into the screen? All right, here's the answer. A plant, mister. What's the question?
What's that growing in that pot, Sonny?
It's actually the question of being, what would I use to ensure my plant seeds settle into the compost? And the next answer is this. It reduces shrinkage by up to 50%.
What's the advantage of a heated swimming pool?
Actually, the question is, what is the point of running my bacon under cold water before cooking it? That was what it was.
What?
And finally, the answer is a chapstick.
What's a chap's favourite thing to play with?
The question actually had been, what can I use to stop the pain of a paper cut? A little rub from a chapstick on the affected area will do the trick.
If you can find a chap who's willing.
All right, well, it's... All right, it's music time again with Swanee Kazoo. This is where the team's duet to combine the angel sigh of the Swanee whistle with the angle grinder rasp of the kazoo. And these two instruments famously combined on the 1984 album Music to Wear Earplugs To, released by Guantanamo Bay Records. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Listeners may be interested to learn Colin has a Beatles connection, as in 1969, he had an Apple record published. His Apple record was eating 17 Cox's Pippins in an hour. Listeners tired of the traditional acoustic kazoo sound will be pleased to hear that this week I've taken delivery of our very first electric kazoos, which the teams will be getting to grips with for the first time today. All right, so, yeah, very exciting moment. Barry and Jeremy, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Telstar by the Tornadoes to feature Barry Cryer on the electric kazoo and Jeremy Hardy on the Swanee whistle. Got to be bloody joking. All right, so it's now Rory and Tim's turn. Before you do yours, I have to a little bit of administration here. We spent so much on the electric kazoos, we've only got one of these DI boxes, so I have to now, so that Rory can play, I have to unplug Barry, which is...
I think it's a mercy, really.
Yes.
What he would have wanted.
Yeah,
okay.
Do not resuscitate.
Yes.
Wasn't going to. Tim and Rory, I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones to feature Rory Bremner on the electric kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on the Swanee whistle.
Thank you.
very nearly the end of the show. But there is just time in honour of Wimbledon fortnight to fit in a round of tennis film club. And Samantha tells us she had an illustrious tennis career and has fond memories of her Wimbledon playing days, sweatily changing ends with Martina Navratilova before being seeded by Boris Becker after pulling off a powerful two-hander in the mixed doubles. Happy days. Well, teams, I'd like you to suggest film titles likely to be popular with an audience of tennis fans. So you can start, please, Rory.
From Russia with Drugs.
Barry.
Hello, Volley.
Tim.
Yvonne Goolagong with the Wind.
Jeremy.
Bjorn Borg on the 4th of July.
Who's Afraid of Virginia Wade?
The 7-year Djokovic.
How clean was my volley?
LTA Confidential. That was with Kim Slazenger.
The Guns of Navratilova.
Who framed Roger Federer?
The Umpire Strikes Back.
Bring me the head tennis racket of Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the pool attendant of time holds aloft the fishing net of fate, while the hot tub of hope has been cleared by the toddler's turd of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Liverpool, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Jeremy Hardy, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Rory Bremner have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.